Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rihanna sold an NFT before Super Bowl. This is what people might not be aware of. She sold out her NFT before the Super Bowl.
Well, we got, so not her, it was a producer. So the producer's name is Deputy. So he produced on Bitch Better Have My Money, right? And so he sold some of his royalties in that song, which is, now most people are probably thinking like, why would you do that? Well, if you're an artist and you've watched the Super Bowl, you've seen what people's catalogs do right after they perform on the Super Bowl. We saw Justin go up 600%. We even saw Khaled just recently at the Grammys. His album streams went up 600%. So you see the amount of streaming going up. So he thought in a very clever way, how can I make some money right now? How can I increase my income? And so he sold royalties from Bitch Better Have My Money. Here's the crazy part. What's the first song that Rihanna does at Super Bowl? She comes out to the song.
Yeah.
So he sold it and it closed out. It sold out in 30 minutes and it closed 2 days before the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if he had knowledge that would be the first song that she performed, but it definitely was. And so imagine what her catalog is doing. We'll probably get the numbers probably sometime during this week, what that her Super Bowl performance does to her catalog. And so that now increases the value of that said produced song. I think it was a pretty clever move, knowing that she was going to be, obviously, the Super Bowl performer. They knew that the catalog was going to go up. He knew he had royalties in that. I mean, it's you own it. You can do what you want it, right?
Yeah. Yep, you can. Yeah. So does this lead to a resurgence in the NFT marketplace?
Possibly. Okay, Bieber sold his catalog. Mm-hmm. Congrats to QC for selling for $300 million. Mm-hmm. I'm still wondering what's going to happen with the Apollo. There is a liquidation event happening across the board in the music space. And if Universal or Sony puts a concerted effort during a recession, I think the leftover catalog that is not selling, they'll turn into NFTs. And I'm going to be very honest. I wouldn't be surprised if Scooter Braun does not get together with a big crypto player and begins to create a marketplace for it, because he's buying up catalogs like crazy. Like, he's on this Michael Jackson tour. Like, I'll take this one, I'll take that one, I'll take that one. He's buying up everything. And since we are flat in the market between that and gambling, I'm really wondering if in like the next 10 years, if those markets get combined, gambling and NFTs, and there's some solid players in them like Interscope, Sony, etc., if film rights are sold from Marvel to own part of it, I think we'll see a resurgence in the NFT space in a few years if Universal or Sony gets behind it. I know this was a small test, but everyone I talk to on the music side is looking for ways. They'll probably rebrand it and call it something else other than the NFT, but I do think for sure as a part of Web3, the music industry is going to be very integral in NFTs and Web3 being popular, for sure.
I think what the key word that you used there was a small test. And so people who received the NFT, they have a portion of 0.003% of the streaming royalties from that song. And that's, I mean, that's pretty, that's not that big of an amount, but when you start to think about, well, what does YouTube pay? What is Tidal and what does Apple pay for streaming, right? You never know. Like, when people send their catalogs, yeah, that might be today, but what happens when that song becomes the theme song for a company's campaign, and then that ad runs around the world and has 4 billion views? I mean, you have a percentage of that. And so it's an interesting investment. We spoke about having royalties in music. We talked about the gentleman who owned a piece of Cardi B's Bodak Yellow and how that paid out, right? He invested $10,000 in it before it became a hit. And obviously, 10 million records sold later sounds like a great investment. So yeah, it's a small portion, but it's a portion of a song. And they said that the recipients are gonna receive a payment every 6 months based on the streaming revenue. So obviously, I think somebody on YouTube just said that the Fenty, the clothing brand, obviously that's a different brand from the music, went up 833%. I would imagine that the music catalog will probably go up in the triple digits as far as percent, if not in the thousands, just because people haven't heard new music from her in 6 years and haven't seen her perform in seven. So,
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see.
I'll say this personally. If Spotify, Universal, Sony, Lucian makes a concerted effort or does anything with Vive, Bored Ape Yacht Club, it's going to be game, set, match. It's going to be game, set, match. Because, like, the industry is changing dramatically. I don't think Bieber sold his catalog by accident. I told you guys last year I was trying to buy Big Sean's catalog when, you know, a couple of things came up. Post Malone, I think, will be next to sell. Probably Doja Cat. If I see Spotify or Lucian get involved and do anything in the space, it's definitely going to be a sign that, you know, some change is going to come.
Yeah, I actually said this 2 years ago that I thought that this would be like the IPO, right? When you think of IPO, initial public offering, this is a way. And when Nas did it with a few of his songs, and this is a way. And like you said, the Cardi, there's already apps and websites where you can actually purchase people's music. And we've talked about that, and we published a few different things about that. But I think that it is the new way, and shout out to LaRussell, pioneering the space as well. But yeah, I mean, it's a new way for fans to engage with their artist, with their favorite artist, right? So now it's not you're just buying a poster or you're just buying a limited collective item hoodie. Now you can actually be an owner in their catalog. Right, and it could be done through NFTs. It could be done through a variety of different things using the blockchain technology. But I feel like that's something that is a no-brainer if you think about it. And why would you not? Why would you not want to invest in your favorite artist's catalog? Especially, it's an investment. Yeah. Especially if it's, and it's also sentimental. It's sentimental value as well. Even if you don't make any money from it. Just knowing that you own a piece of Rihanna's catalog is impressive, right? Just knowing that you own a piece of Nas's catalog, Jay-Z, whatever, whoever your favorite artist is, right? Like, that's dope within itself. But then if you look at it from a standpoint of, okay, I can actually make some royalty money off of this on an ongoing basis, that's pretty cool. And then
the good thing with the NFTs is that you can put a commission in place. Yeah. So if you sell it, you can still get paid from it as what, 10%, 20, whatever you put as your commission over the course of time. So it's interesting, but yeah. I definitely think that it kind of democratizes it a little bit on that realm, and it gives creatives a little bit more flexibility and more freedom. This is something that Dre, I don't want to talk too much about what he has going on, but we're going to get him on here soon. Shout out to Dre, but he's working on something in this space with the Web3 mm-hmm. technology where you don't have to sell your catalog. Mm-hmm. You can still retain ownership of your catalog, but because people are selling their catalogs for liquidation events, right? Yeah. For a large lump sum of money. So his thing is that, all right, instead of just liquidating your whole entire catalog, what if you can make money, not as much money as a complete liquidation event, but you can still make money by having it available, but you still maintain ownership. Mm-hmm. And then when you talk about like the DAOs and different things of that nature, like all of this kind of ties in. So it's interesting to see the future of music for sure.
And it's one of those things, especially, I mean, not necessarily if the artist does it. So like when we think about Nas, and obviously everybody knows how I feel about Illmatic. Yeah, Nas created Illmatic, but there is producers on that album. So imagine the guys, because producers only get paid once to do that song, mm-hmm. right? They get a lump sum of money to produce a song, and a lot of times they don't get royalties on the back end. That's something that we had to learn. Shout out to Take Eve. But imagine if Pete Rock and LES and Large Professor and Q-Tip decided that, you know what, they're going to give you royalties from their ownership in that song, and now you can own a piece of Illmatic. That's a no-brainer. I'm doing it. I'll be the first one in line, or the first one online getting a piece of that, just because of what that album means to me. And I'm Beyonce's another one. Somebody type Beyonce. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, imagine the producers, if Dream decides that, yo, being the writer and the producer, now you got a bigger percentage of ownership on the song. If he decides to say, hey, I'm going to give ownership of one of these hits that I've written for her. This is no brainer.
Here's my fear.
It's out of here. it's a no brainer.
Two part, and let me know if I'm echoing still, but two parter. My fear is, we already know publishing is taken away. It's going to be, I think, and the contracts is going to be crafted as such that the artist is going to look like they're selling the NFT, and it's really going to be the label behind the scenes that is running everything and taking everything. Mm. So when I had to, shout out to my Def Jam family, when I had to meet in last year, I didn't know artists didn't get health insurance. There's no legal fees. There's no 401k plan for artists. They're basically 1099. Anytime, please write this down. Anytime there is a technology or tool of liberation for Black people, it somehow always gets taken into the company structure, absorbed, and the artist never gets that money. Why do we think this would be any different? Number two, I've told you guys before, when a certain number of CEOs begin to resign, it is a sign of recession. Go look at how many catalogs have been sold in the last 18 months. If you think that is by accident, you're crazy. Dre sold his. QC sold his. How old is Bieber? 34, 35? He sold his. People are not selling these catalogs as a result. And the interesting part is going to happen. I'm worried that the multiple that the companies are going to get that are buying them are going to go up 10, 15X over the next 5 or 6 years with sync licensing, the metaverse. There's some interesting stuff that they're looking to do with blockchain technology and the music industry. Please be careful. And all of a sudden, if they get the voice part down, I'll say this, I've never said it before. I've talked to a couple people at Interscope. Let's say if I get an artist that writes well, let's say I go find Quentin Miller and I get him to do an Afrobeats project, but I can get the AI of someone who sounds like Burna Boy and I can sign a person to be the face, but the AI does the voice and he does the writing. The multiples on these soundtracks and hits are going to be different. Because now I'll be able to get one artist to create one album and I'll be able to make 50 derivative works out of it. And it's not something that I'm theorizing. It's something that I've talked to someone about already when I was in Mexico. I'm going to ask the artist not to sell their rights. I know it's tough not to sell their publishing. I know it's tough. And the music industry is a tough beast to battle against. But I think the other part of AI that we're not talking about is we're going to see some of our favorite artists, favorite producers be forced. Like, this is going to be digital redlining. They're going to be forced to sell, or we're going to mow you over. It's tough. I don't have an answer for it. I wish I did. But maybe we collectively as a community can put a plan together to protect our artists and our creators.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.